Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hello there. How are you? I hope you're well. I hope you're fine. I hope you're in great condition. In this fairly short episode, basically, I'd like to tell you about transcripts and to invite you to take part in a transcript writing collaboration which I've set up using Google Documents. Okay, I have many different types of listeners to the podcast with many different levels of English. Some of you like to just listen and sort of pick up language that way. Others like to be able to read what I'm saying as well. For them, being able to read a transcript is really useful. I know how important it is. You can read new words that you don't understand. It helps to bridge the gap between spelling and pronunciation and so on. The problem is that I don't usually transcribe my episodes before I record them. This is because I prefer to keep my speaking natural and authentic. I'm trying to train your ear to hear real English as it's spoken. So if I'm reading from a script, it's not quite the same kind of English. In fact, I'm doing it now. I'm reading from a script now, and you can probably tell it somehow doesn't feel as normal and as natural. In some of my episodes, like perhaps this one, I do write a script first, but that's just because for those particular episodes, I need to do more careful research or more careful preparation in order to plan my words carefully. All right, but for the vast majority of episodes of Luke's English Podcast, they're not written in advance. I just speak naturally. I might have a plan, but I speak naturally. And then in order to get a transcript, the transcript needs to be written afterwards. Okay, so I want to have transcripts for every episode. I think that would be very useful for everyone. The question is, how can I get transcripts for my listeners? Now, sometimes I write them myself. I sit there at the computer with headphones on and I just transcribe. But it takes ages. If any of you have tried transcribing the podcast, it does take a long time. And frankly, I need that time for other things, like, for example, producing episodes of the podcast. And ultimately, I truly believe that it's a much more rewarding task for you, my listeners. It would be good for your English, basically. So I invite you to get involved in a transcript writing collaboration in which you transcribe a few minutes of a podcast, just a few minutes, and then help to build a set of fully transcribed episodes, which then everyone can use. In fact, it's already happening. Right now, listeners are working on some transcripts which I've put onto Google Documents, and I can actually see in front of me on the screen, I can see the editing and the words being added live on the screen, which is pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first of all, I've put Google Documents of episodes online, okay? The documents are open. Anyone with the link can open them and just write text there. It's like an online shared document that we can all see. You just need a Gmail account in order to read or edit them, okay? In fact, I'm not even sure you need a Gmail account. I think you can do it as an unregistered user. So you can find all of the Google document links on my website. That's how you find the Google documents. Go to my website. Go to the transcripts collaboration button in the transcripts menu. Okay, so just go to teacherluke.wordpress.com and then mouse over the word transcripts in the menu and then just click on transcripts collaboration. You can't miss it. You'll find all the links to the transcript there, okay? So far, 3 episodes have already been done by listeners, and they're just waiting for me to correct them. And there are 9 episodes that are being done at the moment. So if you want me to open a particular episode, for example, in the list of episodes that are there, if you can't find the episode that you want to transcribe, or if you want to just transcribe 5 minutes of a particular episode, just let me know which episode you'd want, and I'll open a Google document for that. Okay, so click a link for a Google document, and the document will open, and you'll see a message from me, and you'll see the rules for the collaboration, all right? The rules go like this, okay? First of all, don't edit other people's writing without permission, okay? So you might see some of the transcript that's already been written by another listener, so don't edit that. Instead, you should just find the end point and just add a few minutes on the end, okay? When you start typing an extract from an episode, make sure that you write the time code for your extract. For example, from 2 minutes 14 seconds until 6 minutes and 20 seconds, for example. This will prevent people writing the same section, okay? When you choose an extract to transcribe, check that other people haven't transcribed that extract already, okay? So make sure that you see which things have been already done. It would be a waste of time if you did the same as someone else. So go to the document, see what's already been done, and then start transcribing something there. I'd suggest that you write something on the Google document that just shows that you're going to transcribe, say, 5 minutes of the episode, okay? The font is Arial. The font size is 11. Don't type in bold. Just write in plain font. And I suggest that you download the episode that you're working on. Just download it, and then you can use Windows Media Player or QuickTime or something. And it's easier for you to control the audio, and the time code will be more accurate. So once you've done your section, you don't need to save it. You just exit the document. It will save automatically. Okay, and when it's done, I will then be able to go onto the Google document, check the transcription that you've done, and when I've checked it and confirmed that it's good or made some changes, I will make the text green. So any green text that you find on a Google document has already been checked by me, and it's been given the Luke Thompson seal of approval. So green stuff has been corrected and checked. And then when the whole thing is done, when it's all green, I'll then add that onto the relevant page on the website, and then everyone in the universe can use it as a way of improving their English, okay? You don't have to transcribe a whole episode, okay? Don't feel that you have to do everything. You can just do a few minutes. It takes ages to do a whole episode, so you can just do a few minutes. Check where a transcript ends and just add, the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you want. Some episodes already have a full unedited script. Which was generated by some voice-to-text software. So you might find that some episodes already have a full script, but some of it is computer-generated. Okay, now you can use that computer-generated script as a starting point. You can just edit it. It's slightly quicker. Actually, if you see some of that computer-generated text, it's pretty hilarious. Because computers, they're not very good at listening yet. The software isn't quite developed enough to be able to deal with really fluent speech. So sometimes it gets things wrong, which is quite funny. For example, It hears me say something like this. It hears, "Thanks very much for listening to Luke's English podcast. Don't forget you can visit teacherluke.podomatic.com for more information." Of course, it's not Podomatic anymore, it's WordPress. So it hears that and it writes, "Thanks very much for listening to Music Which Bodes. Don't forget you can visit eachloopdogmatic.com for more information." which is total nonsense, okay? Anyway, you'll find that you might find a computer-generated script which you can just correct. It's quicker, it's easier than just typing it from scratch. So, as I said, when you've finished transcribing a few minutes, just exit the document. Don't forget to add time codes. The document saves automatically. As I said, I suggest you download an episode and use it on Windows Media Player or QuickTime. And then I'll eventually correct everything and make it green, and then I'll publish it. Now, you might be thinking, why? Why should I do this? Well, I mean, it's not just as a favour to me. That's not really the main reason for doing it. Really, it's very good for your English. It's very intensive listening practice. Listening so closely forces you to focus on every single word. You'll be more aware of connected speech. You'll pick up new words that you didn't realise you were missing. And you can improve your spelling. When I've corrected your work, you'll see what you missed. You'll see the corrected version. And then that'll help you to kind of close any gaps in your knowledge. So you'll really benefit from this very intensive practice. And ultimately, other listeners too will benefit a lot by being able to read the transcripts. So you'll be helping lots of people. You'll be improving the world, saving the world. You'll be like a kind of text superhero, let's say. That might be more dramatic than is necessary, but, you know, you get the idea. You'll be doing a good thing. And it will help me because I'll be able to improve my service in general. You know, I'll be able to provide more transcripts, and just generally Luke's English podcast will become a more improved service. So it'll be like a way of kind of paying me back for hard work that I've been doing for free. So really, everyone benefits. Everyone's a winner. You get to improve your English. Other listeners whose English isn't quite as good as yours, maybe, will be able to read the transcripts and learn a hell of a lot and improve their English. And then I'll benefit because it'll improve my service and it'll make Luke's English podcast sort of more competitive and better as a service. And yeah, it's like your way of paying me back for the free work that I've been doing over the years. Don't feel obliged to do it, okay? Don't feel like I'm pressuring you to do it. There's no pressure. You can just listen if you like. You don't have to do any transcribing at all. But if you've got a little bit of time and you're basically up for getting involved, then you can go to the website and contribute 5, 10, 15 minutes of transcription. And it will be very, 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 very much appreciated by me and other people who use Luke's English podcast. Some episodes, in fact, are already fully transcribed, okay? So before you start transcribing an episode, just check that it hasn't been transcribed already. And I can tell you which episodes already have fully completed transcripts. So there are transcripts available for all of the videos. So that's 16 Ways to Say I Like It, the London video interviews 1-5, the Notting Hill Carnival video, and the Royal Family Opinions videos. There are complete transcripts for the first 5 episodes of Luke's English podcast. That's the introduction, the one about Easter, the one about the Beatles, the one called Extra Podcast Quick Hello, the one about Joaquin Phoenix, the one about vampires. They are already fully transcribed. There's a transcript for number 8, dating and relationships, passive verb forms, learning English with podcasts, advice from a Chinese student at Oxford University. There's a full transcript for The Mystery Continues, the Doctor Who episode, discussing grammar with my brother, learning English, advice from a German comedian living in London is fully transcribed. Top advice for learning English, idioms with say and culture shock. The ice cream episode, episode 116, Could It Be You? Episode 117, Psychics. 120, Americanisms and Americanisms Part 2. 125, The Pink Gorilla Story is fully transcribed. Episode 133, Hip Hop Lyric Analysis. Episode 140, Ghost Stories. Episodes 145 and 146, Nightmare Teaching Experiences. parts 1 and 2, they are also transcribed. So they've already got transcripts. The ones which are being worked on at the moment, the ones which have Google Documents, are episode 118, Sick in Japan, which is nearly finished. Episode 131, Wikipedia, has the first 30 minutes already done. Episode 143, A Cup of Tea with Robert Hayne. Episode 148, British Slang A to Z, is nearly done. Episode 153, The Talking Dog Story. Episode 156, British Comedy, Ali G. 158 and 159, A Cup of Christmas Tea with Paul Taylor. And episode 163, Skype Chat with My Brother. They are being done right now. You can find Google Documents for them. And there are three episodes which already have finished transcripts, which are just waiting for me to correct them. That's 161, She's Having a Baby. 144, The Chaos of English Pronunciation. And 130, A Cup of Tea with Sebastian Marx. So those three are finished, just waiting for me to correct them. Okay, so there you go. That's it. That's what I wanted to tell you. I hope that you get involved, and I hope that we can build some transcripts, which is going to basically benefit everybody. Also, some other news. I've been doing a phrasal verb a day. Okay, I've been doing short episodes, short podcasts, mini podcasts, in which I explain and give examples of a phrasal verb every day. And the plan is I'm going to do one every day for the whole year, which is quite an ambitious plan. I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to achieve it, but let's see. I'll do my best. So I've been doing these phrasal verbs a day, audio, little mini audio episodes, and then I've been adding them to my website with full transcripts. So if you want to find them, you can go to teacherluke.wordpress.com and then find the phrasal verbs button in the menu, and then you'll find every single phrasal verb that I've done so far. There's 20 episodes already. There is an RSS feed for those episodes. They're not part of the Luke's English Podcast RSS feed. It's a separate one. And if you go to the website, you can find a link to the RSS feed for those episodes, and then you can subscribe to them. I post them on Twitter, on Google Plus, and on Facebook as well, so you can find them there. And that's basically it, all right? That's just all I wanted to tell you. And so if you've listened all the way to the end of this, then, you know, I'm going to kind of say thank you. And as a way of saying thank you, I'm going to play you a little tune. I got a ukulele. I got it for my birthday, and I've been sort of practicing it and playing around with it. And so I'm going to play you a little ukulele tune as a way of just saying goodbye at the end of this episode. Okay, there'll be more episodes in the future. I've got lots of things planned. So I hope you enjoy the little ukulele tune. That's it. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye, 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 bye. You've been listening to Luke's English Podcast. In fact, you are still listening to Luke's English Podcast. In just a couple of seconds, you're going to stop listening to Luke's English Podcast. But for now, you're definitely still listening to Luke's English Podcast. And all it remains for me to say is thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.